Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas. What's today? September 18th, 2018 already. Can't believe it. Unbelievable. The end of the year. Almost.
This year flew by.
And Justin, you're here hosting tonight along with myself. Are you here hosting or are you like a guest tonight?
I'm here.
Okay, you're here. Hosting tonight along with myself, Justin Griffiths.
How you doing, Michael?
Good. I'm glad you're here, man.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And the always smiling guest host tonight.
Look what the cat dog then.
Rob Street.
After five straight days of racing from morning till night.
You're right. There you go.
Yeah,
so,
here.
Rob, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Physically.
No, it was quite a week.
Still going.
Still going. From the dirt track on. Yeah. I started on Wednesday last week.
Don't steal the show yet. We'll give you a minute. Monday. We'll move on to the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Busy, but good.
You're so busy that you finally put a shirt on that didn't have some kind of logo or nothing on it. It's just a plain tee.
Yes.
What happened?
Busy.
Wow.
Extremely busy. I'm not complaining.
No,
I'm just saying I'm busy.
And I got a fly on the wall. My nephew's here tonight, all the way from North Dakota.
How you doing, nephew?
And get this. His buddy's. He's texting back to his buddy and stuff back in North Dakota. What temperature is it? It's like 50 degrees, 43 at night or something like that, and we're at 100 still.
Yeah.
It only reached 99 today. So it's
I go by my wife's car. It says 100.
Yeah, that's at the airport.
Yeah, that's at the airport. Yeah, everywhere else where the concrete is a lot hotter.
Yes.
But so I don't know which is worse, 50 or 100.
I will take 50 any day.
Really?
You can always fill it at 50, and then you'll be like, man, where's the 100?
Well, no, because he was talking about like going getting a motorcycle and stuff like that, but then he's like, but it's 50. And this is September. It's only going to get colder. That's why you have to go ice racing or something. Put some screws in your tires or something like that. So, but here's a kid that wants to get in dirt racing and all that, and been busy. So I don't know what else there is to do in North Dakota except racing, maybe. But
I know it's really pretty in South Dakota. I have family that lives in South Dakota.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures.
Never been there.
I've never been there either. I saw pictures. Looks pretty.
It's got to be good from a man of photography. So
yeah,
must have been,
that's what I was thinking
really,
about.
It looked pretty.
It was pretty.
So anyways, want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for joining us. A lot of racing, like you said, this past weekend, all over the place, from the little leagues all the way to the big leagues.
Yes.
And, of course, we still got more racing this weekend and the weekend after. So there's a lot of stuff going on this month. It's just been a real busy weekend racing.
By far.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And Justin's only seen it on Facebook Live. Is that what you were saying with the kids now?
Yeah, pretty much.
He didn't even know there was racing going on until somebody told him, hey, there's races this month.
Hey. Yeah. No, they texted him and said, hey, how come you're not on this live feed?
If it wasn't for my brother and then Sean and my mom, I wouldn't see no racing. I get the Facebook Live all the time. We're good.
Well, I got to ask before we move on, how's the babies? I know they're home now. They're
getting fat.
Getting fatter. That's
what they need to do.
Feeding.
Hey, have them hang out with me for a few weeks. We'll fat them right up.
Babies love In-N-Out, Cane's Chicken, and you name it. No.
Yeah.
They worried about the one he lost too much weight, but he gained it all back, so we're good.
So he's back in he's ready to go racing pretty soon, huh? Bandolero racing.
Some animal fries from In-N-Out. We'll chunk him right up. Don't worry. We'll put some left side weight on him
there
early.
You know, and you got to get him racing early. So
that's right.
now you got to start now.
You think you were broke before? Welcome to fatherhood, pal.
So well, I've been broke.
Oh no, you're
I was never
be broker.
Well, no, just when you think you're making more, you'll be even broker than before. So, but you got to get in those plastic, you know, cars they ride in. A little.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter already has one.
We gotta get the whole family one.
Uh-huh. The wives.
I don't want it.
Hey, we can get a smash up derby going with his family.
Oh, I bet you they're smash up derbying right now. Are they sleeping at night?
No.
Yep. No.
So who said no?
You see the darkness under my eyes?
Well,
welcome
that
to
tells
fatherhood.
Me, that tells me who wears pants in the family because you guys don't take turns staying up at night.
No, we're both up. That's the thing.
Oh, that's
there's two of them.
Oh, I was going to say, remember, there's two.
Take a pair of these home, and one of you wear it every other night.
As soon as one stops crying, the other one starts screaming.
Welcome to twins. Right?
Yeah,
it's like stereo.
I'm like, oh man.
Right.
Exactly. I don't even push on that. I'm like, oh man.
Right.
Mine didn't sleep for my oldest one didn't sleep for a year, and I'm like, that was only one.
That's funny because that's really all you can say is, oh man. You know, that's a good way to put it, man.
If you ever have kids, and the doctor comes in and says you're having twins, go find the real father.
Well, I like the fact that you
walk away.
You said it, not us.
I like the fact that he did that about 3 months before he did that fake twins Facebook one, and he total karma got him. And
yep.
He was like, "What really happened?" I'm like, "Wait, is this a joke?"
Michael's
on
the there's a story behind that, by the way.
Michael's only on MySpace.
Oh, did you announce that a while back?
I decided to do a fake thing going on Facebook, and it was like 2018 is going to be crazy. Twins are on the way. At the bottom it says, I don't know who the parents are, but I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 months later, it was me.
It was you, and I'm going, wait, what? I thought that was fake.
Well,
it was real.
It was real then.
The second time was real.
I didn't even congratulate you because I just thought it was part of that fake one.
I don't know what you did to karma, but...
Karma bit me in the ass.
Forever.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, well... I guess you can learn about what racing's been going on for being here. So thanks again for coming here.
Oh, no, I still see racing.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to see racing. If you can't hear it, you can't
see racing. You want
to
see racing.
You
got to
experience racing.
Jay wants to know what kind of deal he has to make with my girlfriend for me to go out to the races this weekend.
Yeah,
that's right.
To see racing, you got to have your teeth.
All I said is, what deal do you got to make with her this time? Mow the grass.
We don't
stay
have
up
grass.
An extra night with the kids.
Well, or you can grow a pair of balls, but not for
our
purposes. You're using them for making twins. I'm just playing.
I love you, Aaron. This is not me saying that.
Is she on?
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, we're gonna make a deal with you
right now. Turn it around so she can see Gary making the deal.
He'll stay up an extra night with the kids to go to the racetrack this weekend.
He'll stay up the rest of the year every night.
He'll give you one full night of sleep.
I get that anyway. He's the one that has to stay up. What's the?
Well, that's
me
not
a
what
deal.
He was saying.
I know, but we know what really happened.
That's right.
No, we're just playing. It's all good. It's just getting started for you.
So. Oh, yeah.
I'll be there eventually.
All right.
18 years, we'll see you.
I say it might be 18 years from now, but I will be there eventually.
We'll all be retired.
Hope the nephew learns something not to have any kids before his time. See, he's like a typical millennial.
Yeah, he's not even looking up.
No. We're talking to him.
He's
on. Hello.
Yeah, he's on his phone.
Hello, look over here.
That's
hi.
All
right. He said he don't know.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, a lot of racing this past weekend. Let's start from the little leagues, which is Gary.
Oh, I'm even a little than that.
A little limper up, all the way up.
Big explosion.
Yeah.
I hear about the big explosion.
They were right after us, so I didn't see it.
I saw what Justin saw.
I saw a lot of people.
And I got a really cool video from RJ Smotherman that is my decals are fireproof. So if anybody wants my Rob Street Racing Photography decals, they are fireproof. It's been proven even on a low explosion.
We'll make a fire suit out of your
out of my logo. Exactly.
Penny, if you're just joining us to talk Rob Street Racing with us here, Justin and Gary and Fly on the Wall here, but talking about racing in Pahrump, what you're talking about is a mini stock race.
Yeah.
And we've seen different incidents out at Pahrump, like rolling over and things that, but this mini stock actually burst into flames.
Oh, yeah, going down the backstretch.
And literally burst into flames. Yeah. It didn't just catch on
like
fire.
Like a bomb went off.
It looked like a bomb went off.
And this is a kid racing, 14, 15?
I think he's 14.
Like he might be 14.
Maybe, yeah.
So it does happen.
I was supposed to have my GoPro in the car, but that was for the end of the month.
Oh,
there's no
way
I can make it out there.
And
luckily you didn't.
I didn't. That probably wasn't fireproof.
Unless it was turned around, wouldn't have been a great shot at all.
I know. Well, unless the flames came around the front.
That's true.
It was a big...
That's
huge.
I had seen pictures and it had burnt the dashboard out of it.
Wow. So you were there, but you didn't see.
Yeah, no, we were loading because the mini stocks were behind us. So we were loading everything up and we just saw the aftermath.
And then they actually had to bring in the fire department.
Oh, fire department
from
the
town.
Ambulance came out. Yeah.
So
luckily the kid that was in the car, he's
Brandon Jones.
Yeah. Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
The aide is Brandon Jones.
Yeah, he's fine. As far as I know,
he
didn't
get
hurt.
He sent me a message and said he's fine.
Okay.
So is he done racing forever?
No. They were trying to build one. They're trying to build up another mini stock before the end of the month, before Harvest Fest.
So did they ever figure out what happened to this car?
As you know, people say this and this.
Right.
I heard that the fuel line came off.
Engine compartment.
Yeah, there was a lap before you see a smoke coming out the back, and then he coming down the front stretch. He went around one and two, and then when he hit three, kaboom! I mean, it was kaboom.
Wonder what ignited it.
He said there was a trail behind him of flames going down the back stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to show you that. We have the video.
Yeah, okay, I'll have to take a look. So I haven't seen it yet, but
it's interesting.
Kaboom.
That's the biggest one I've seen. Big, little, whatever league. That was a big league kaboom.
It's funny because I watched the Facebook Live video of the Bombers, and Sean had just shut it off just as they crossed the finish line.
Right.
And then about 2 minutes later, I get a picture of flames. And I asked him, I was like, did Gary win that race?
Right.
Because it was a really close Bomber race, door to door at the finish. And I was like, did Gary win? And then I got that picture. I'm like, is that Gary's car on fire?
Yeah.
Instantly.
Gary must have caught on fire.
And I was like,
seen some different angles of it. Because another kid had his GoPro facing backwards.
Oh,
and
wow.
You see a kaboom in the back.
That's
it was a big, it's one of the biggest ones I've seen. Like, it could make that show, like on that FX show where they go biggest, world's biggest explosion. It was big. I mean,
when
I first heard about it, I was like, oh. No, and then I saw it, and I was like, wow.
The trail of flame behind him in the video, you see it, and you can tell it was like fuel or something on that track, because all of a sudden the track lit on fire behind him, and I was like, uh-oh.
So I wonder what ignited it, though. Even if the fuel line broke, I guess it could have hit the exhaust or something like that.
Yeah.
You also see the sparks come off the brakes sometimes if the brakes are down.
The way it came out, it could be the brakes, because the way that thing went, it was in the front wheel drive, right? Those ones are front wheel drive. So, and it like boom, and then went back, and it engulfed the whole car. I mean, you didn't see the car though.
And a lot of times, like those front wheel drives, the minis are electric fuel pumps too. You don't not like some of the other race cars with mechanical fuel pumps. So,
and
could have been sitting there pumping.
And Chad's quick thinking got the water truck and was putting.
Oh yeah, it was. It did. Boom, right in front of the water truck.
Oh,
yeah.
He got the water truck and
that's good.
Was dousing the flames.
Was the kid out of the
car
first? Or
I think so.
I heard he was out quick.
I
don't think he was hanging around.
He was waiting for the fire.
Got a little hot there.
When the dash is on fire, it's time to leave.
Uh-huh. Well, at least he didn't.
And I had heard later in the evening, just before we left, I had heard that the car hadn't even quit rolling and the kid was
out.
That's how fast he got out. So.
Wow. Well, you know what? And that's the dangers that we always talk about.
I asked him when I talked to him whether he smelled something first before it went, because he did slow down a little bit.
Oh, you could actually see that.
Yeah, he fell to the back a little bit, and then it was. Yeah.
You know, we never expect something like that to catch on fire, because we feel something or whatever. We do the same thing. We slow down, kind of position ourselves.
Yeah.
And then, but you never know when something like that really is going to.
Because I'd be toast. Because if I was in that coop, I'd be like, damn, I can't see the damn zebra.
Now, speaking of that, if you were sitting in that bandolero with
bandolero,
all your gear on,
yeah.
do you think you could get out fast
bandolero
enough or something
I
like that?
Have,
really?
Yeah, because I got in and out of it enough. I mean, Chuck does like lock me in there like I'm sick.
Well, did you ask him to put an ejection seat in there
next time?
Hey, so the fire just pushes it.
Well, one of the first things when Chuck puts it in, because literally I can't see down the
right.
lock everything, because like it hits my chin
right.
and I can't see it. And then, but he grabs my hand. I mean, I think he does this to everybody. Grabs my hand. This is the latch.
Right.
Pull that. Get out. And that's the
right.
first thing that he says to me every single time.
Well, and that's good.
In that car,
you know, that's something. Hopefully, that's a habit.
Yeah,
of course, he's teaching his kid,
and
that's a good habit. That's a good idea.
To other people, he doesn't say it to Ethan anymore at
right.
that particular level, but everybody, you know, that I've been.
No, that's good,
around.
Chuck. You know, for doing that,
yeah.
you know, and everybody
Chuck
should
is
be
really
doing that.
About safety.
Cool.
And that's why he doesn't race the legends. That's why he skipped that division. Is because of the way that you get out of the car.
Oh, interesting.
I talked to him about that, and I said, well, you know, why wasn't Ethan racing the Legends?
Right.
And he doesn't like that part of it.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me enough money to drive those cars.
Yeah, those are crazy.
Well, yeah, you said you like the dwarfs, though. What's the difference? Wouldn't it be hard to get out of either one?
Yeah, but to be honest, I've seen a lot more worse wrecks
in
Legends and.
Mm-hmm. When I,
the
and,
dwarf cars.
And
I've watched a lot of dwarf car racing, and I've never seen it anything
right.
like.
I mean, we have seen some pretty
maybe
bad.
It's just Vegas.
Well, I mean, we've seen some bad legend accidents in Vegas
for sure.
But
even since I've been there, I've seen.
But again, you know,
really big ones.
And that's the danger. You know, if it was not dangerous, the adrenaline junkies
exactly.
wouldn't be out there doing it. You know,
yeah.
and that's
and it's great
what
racing.
We all are.
I love watching those legends race.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. It's just a matter of you know.
No. So you're gonna have to move your career up, going from bandos to legends.
Yeah,
just like any other kid.
I can't go to legends because Chuck
just like any other 6-year-old.
Exactly. Chuck doesn't go legends, so I gotta skip the legends and go.
We're ready to
TJ Clark. You know, TJ Clark has those skid plate cars. So I still want to race the skid plate car.
Okay, you heard it, Rob.
Yeah, definitely.
So
I'll be Racer X. Because why do you suck?
What happened to Racer X?
You suck this race.
That would be bad.
It was really neat. I got to see T going up to the next level yet.
Yeah.
Or you guys?
Yeah.
Moved over to the dirt track. TJ Clark was working on Christopher Bell's car, which is really cool because I had no clue
right.
that he was out there. So when I show up to the track and I see people I know, it always makes it, that's
right,
cool.
Right.
So, BC, Brian, the Kaisers were out there working on Christopher Bell's car. And I just wanted to go say real quick about that dirt track race. I was there on Wednesday, and the track was perfect. I mean,
right.
practice was just, like, smooth. You can see it in my pictures. There's hardly any dust or whatever. And, you know, it was still windy out and everything. And I was, like, stayed out there. Everything was going smooth. And then I came back on Thursday, and I guess they switched it was from the LVMS crew that had been working on the track
mm-hmm.
to the guys that come in with them. And because it looked a little bit different, it had a little bit different, you know,
right.
seeing more dust in the air. And the start of that race was really dusty and it was like crazy dusty. Like,
right.
And they had that big wreck. But I just want to say after that big wreck, the racing was freaking cool.
Right.
I mean,
well, let's rewind back to when you were there Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Did you see a lot of track prep going on?
Oh, yeah.
They were watering it. Do you know how many days before that they were doing
weeks,
it?
3 weeks
okay.
before. So
I was wondering because
on
that day it did look dry slick, but that's probably how they want an asphalt-type
yeah,
car to be
exactly.
on,
well,
on a dirt track.
Exactly. They were getting the rubber
track.
On it, and
right.
on Wednesday they put 70-plus thousand gallons on it on Wednesday alone. They were going around. It was rolling.
We won't tell anybody
stinky.
That if there's a drought that
yeah,
they dump
exactly.
70,000
well,
gallons.
Well.
So,
yeah,
it's,
well,
it's,
so
it's recycled
good.
Water. It's
yeah.
really good
exactly.
for the environment.
Well, Spanky was out there. Roy was out
okay.
there. Tim was out there. I mean, track looked great. The drivers were looking at it. The rubber was down on
and,
it.
You know, and looking at the track, there was no potholes or
no,
holes anywhere.
No,
or anything.
No,
it was a good smooth track for everybody.
Rocks out. Yeah. Everything was. It was, but it looked really good. And then when I came. got some shots. And of course, mm-hmm. I didn't stay through the whole night of practice, but
right.
everything I saw was, it was perfect. I'm like, this is going to be great. I came back on Thursday and it was kind of the same windy
yep.
and warm. And then they were running their pace laps and things like that. There's a lot more dust on it. And I, not knowing that they had switched who was working on the track, it wasn't,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't Rick during the gang working on the track that night. And, I think it got, I don't know what difference there was, but it did get dried out a little bit more at the start of the race. And that's where all that dust came up. And then everybody's, oh, this sucked. But after they hit that red flag, you had Christopher Bell going from the back with no hood.
Right.
1 inch off a turn four tire, just coming through every single time, every single, you know, and there was Haley Deegan. It was Creed.
Sheldon Creed
and the guy from the bull ring that raced the SRL, Thorne.
Oh, Derek Thorne.
Those four cars were coming through turn four, you know, because by that time I'd moved up to the tower and was watching up in the tower. And they were coming through four, like 1 inch off that four every single time. And those four were really the ones that were racing for it. And, you know, of course, Bell had it if he hadn't been black flagged, I think, with four to go.
So what happened was there was a restart, obviously,
yeah,
after caution, and they said he jumped the start. Is
no,
that what it was
they,
for?
I think – I didn't see it, because, but they were talking about it up in the
– the booth.
I guess they beating and banging a little too hard. Something happened with the beating and banging. And so they moved him to the back for the end of it. And
right.
The kid from San Diego won it. I'm trying to think of who it was.
Sheldon Creed
won the race, and then he came up. But one of the most impressive ones was Haley Deegan. I had never seen her race live.
Well, if you haven't heard of her, you will.
Well, I heard of her, but I've
never
seen her race live.
They're prepping her to be.
She's coming up to
She'll be up in their high ranks.
Yeah.
She's 16, 17 now.
17 now,
I
think, is what they were saying.
Yeah, she's very talented, and they're.
They're bringing her up.
Yep.
I saw it. Yeah, that,
and you can tell she's 17 by her interview.
Oh, yeah. Well, Noah Gregson was giving me a hard time because I think when I came on Wednesday, she didn't know me from Adam.
Right.
And I show up on Wednesday, and I just, you know, I have my
sure.
shirt on that says Rob. She doesn't know me.
Right.
I just look like a fan
right.
that's out there. Really, I was just trying to get behind-the-scenes pictures,
right.
and I saw her and Noah together. And I say, hey, can you go stand next to Noah? And she looked at me like I'm a fan, like, I guess. You know, like,
right.
and I'm
guess,
going
whatever.
To figure it out by the end of the weekend. You know, because that happens
right.
all the time. If you don't know, I, you know, I'm just old,
sure.
an old
And you get used to it
because
you think, you know, hey, you're just in the mix.
Yeah.
You're doing what you normally do.
Exactly.
And then you forget
and
that,
knew,
hey, maybe this person
oh, yeah,
don't
I
know
knew
you
she
from
did,
Adam.
Yeah, she
so.
Didn't know me. But I knew Noah did. And
right.
it was funny that Noah gave me either. Noah was pretending like I was like
right.
a, you know, like all good. She's only 16, dude. I'm like, shut up. And he starts laughing. And then, so I got pictures with him. And he knows that's for him for, you know, for later on, just like with anything,
right.
you have those pictures. I sent it to them, but
right
now I'm not using it.
Sure.
But maybe 10 years from now, when
exactly.
they're looking back and seeing where
yep.
they're at, hey, you're glad I got that picture for you,
right.
you know, in the pits. And then, you know, got a lot of the owner, Bill McAnally, and
yep.
A lot of the people, got TJ, and a lot of the teams on that Wednesday was my plan because I knew it would
nice.
Be busier and on
yep.
Thursday to get cars, get the race.
Right, everybody's
like
in a
that.
Different
and
mind
I actually
frame.
Ended up, they started the race the first one, and then there was so much dust that I couldn't see anything with the camera. So I broke out, you know,
mm-hmm.
a video that I did a Facebook Live, and they restart. And I just disappeared, and you could hear crunch, crunch. I said, I think they're crashing in there. But I was literally, 10 feet away from
right.
them. And as they were crashing, and the dust settles, and I'm just trying to get the Las Vegas safety crew. I'm like,
that's
well, look at them some time.
Right.
You know, because I really couldn't do anything else from that. And then they came in for the red flag. I went inside, got stuff for the red flag. You know, if the cars, different crunching, you know.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know me, and it's like a bomber. I'm like, yes.
Well, the more
the
things
more
going on,
yeah,
you're like,
the,
oh, crap.
Yeah.
You're probably like a kid in the candy store.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
when I take pictures of first,
yeah,
right?
It's like, oh, this one doesn't have a front end. This one doesn't have a hood. Oh, this is great. you
That's
know,
cool.
For picture-wise.
Yeah.
So I got all those. And then I went up to the tower, and it was really fun up in the tower because usually, you know, the media is not a big cheering crowd
right.
in there.
Sure.
But everybody on the national, there was a lot of national
mm-hmm.
press up there, and none of them had an assignment. So, like,
oh,
they're all
funny.
Out there just, and they're having fun. And
that's cool.
And they were like,
because they're there for the
oh,
Saturday show, Friday,
for,
Saturday,
yeah,
Sunday
they're there
show.
For the Friday.
Yep.
I mean, of course, they're going to write something small
yeah,
or whatever. And they
course.
Did have the K&N guys, but the big major guys, just listening to them cracky,
you know, right. they're giving them really, you know, a hard time, and they're laughing, and you hear, whoa, you know, look at more. Oh,
did you get pictures of any of them guys doing anything?
Because
they used to be on the other side.
Yeah, I do. I have some of those, I'll have to show you one of my favorites, but I can't post it, but. It's one of my favorites.
Cool.
But it's not bad.
Right. Like, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, on the
cool.
thing, so. But it was fun. I was kind of surprised because I'm always like very like, okay, don't cheer, because I know a lot of the guys, you know, and it's like, okay, don't root. I'm not. I'm going to be very, you know, separate. And all of a sudden when you hear the NASA guys going, wow.
Yeah, you got to like pipe
everybody's
up a little bit.
Getting excited. So
that's cool.
I hope that's how the race came across and they bring it back.
Right.
Because minus those two laps that dust came out, it was some of the best racing I've seen.
Well, you know,
ever out at, you know, I enjoyed it more than a lot of the, I know the cup race was really good this
sure.
time, but just overall action of the beat up and comers and goers and having Christopher Bell out there and having Brendan Gaughan out there.
Yeah, and he did well, moved up top five, I think, stuff like
and
that. So yeah,
there was racing everywhere on that track. So like when somebody would go, oh, and then everybody turned their head trying to figure out what they saw.
Right.
And then
you
go,
you know what? And that's expected to have incidences on the first time on dirt track for the K&N West.
Exactly.
Period.
So I really hope they bring
it
back. And,
I think
and
so.
I hope the narrative of that isn't that first two laps. Because believe me, when they all went in, you couldn't see anything. You're
right.
Like, oh, this is going to suck. As soon as they cleaned it up.
And the patch of track was
packed. All they had to do was get, say, three or two and a half car lengths away from each other when they're actually at the start of the restart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could see enough, even though the shirt coming up,
right.
you could see enough to make a move, but that first one, it was just crunch.
Well,
that
you know, and the good thing, there was just enough breeze there, too, I think, to blow the dirt
away,
so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But it was good to see a mix of some dirt racers
mm-hmm.
along with asphalt racers and people that never even raced that often anyway,
mm-hmm.
so it was good.
And, and then at first it looked like, I was like, well, there's not a ton of people in the stands, but then when you're down in the pits, you realize
there's
how
a lot
many people were
there.
It
was pretty packed. Huh?
There were people coming and standing all over
yeah.
and watching from different areas. I'm like, oh, if they had all been up in the stands, they had no place to sit.
Now, did they run the wing sprints?
Yeah, but I think only seven showed up.
Well, there's a reason for that. There's not just regular wing sprints. Those are a different class in itself.
Yeah.
Were they the WRS
something
class?
Like
what it is, they're almost like a spec.
Oh, is that what
a motor?
Yeah.
They run
it seemed like maybe. Three teams with seven cars.
Right. Well, you know, you got to give them
props
for that. But
good.
They've been around a little while. But they're pushing low budget sprint car racing. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about these are they have their one of their things that they put in their own museum was
mm-hmm.
an engine that's never been rebuilt that's raced for 16 years.
Wow.
Never rebuilt.
Wow.
And this is off their own design. You know, it's a 305,
and
a Chevy 305.
I know some of the problem of not getting a really high car count all around was that storm back east. Because,
yeah, well, exactly.
You know, you got to stay. If your family's, you know, coming, has a hurricane on the way, you're not going to necessarily drive out.
Exactly.
Road,
but, you know, there's a lot of things
hopefully
going
from
on.
East will come out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. And that's where they're based, you know, back east. You don't usually get
the
them out.
Those ones came out. But for the K&S.
Yeah.
Race. It was more of a West race.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and that's what it was, the K&N West race. But no, that's good. Hopefully see some more of those sprint type cars. You know, they're kind of a spec division sprint car. So yeah, exactly. So now you're talking about moving on to a Friday that you're there. They had the truck races.
Thursday my day started at South Point with playoff cars top 16 playoff drivers out there at South Point, and that was really fun. That was the first time I'd done that with the media day, with all the different drivers coming in, and then the funny behind the scenes of some of the drivers, you know, because it's a long day, laying down. Kyle Busch's got his head underneath the, you know, his body's out front, but his head's behind the curtain while he's
That's
taking
funny.
A break, you know. But he was in a good mood. He was really funny. And then all of the good different guys out there. But it was a long day. You can kind of tell they were.
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize the drivers these days up in that level.
Mm-hmm.
They have a couple different roles, not just a driver, but
they
have
more
to be
time with doing those promotions.
Exactly.
And,
you know, you got sponsors to please. You got team owners and yourself and you know, your own image.
Someone was over at a Ford dealership, and then they had to get over there, and then they have to do all these different interviews. And
they always got these damn photographers in their faces, you know.
But luckily,
kind of,
I, there were so many. it was pretty cool because it was down. I'd say less than 10, if that, you know, for actual photographers, because it was all press, you know, it was NASCAR Now, it was NBC, you know, it was all the, they were doing their live feeds, their interviews, their everything you saw on TV. They were all doing it, kind of got behind the scenes of that. And that's what I was shooting. I got some cool pictures of that. And
cool.
That was fun.
Cool. And anything,
went to dirt track.
Did anything stick out on that particular media event?
How funny, out of all the people, you know, you think that the one,
you think it has something to do with, like, because he's local, he's back home, or anything like that?
I think he kind of feels that people that the bullring, they don't like him, you know, because everybody has an opinion of different things. So I think he comes back wary of the thing. And he has lived in North Carolina. So
yeah, that's his home
forever.
Now,
yeah,
so.
And you're gone, right. And you know, you kind of grow up and then you're out. Yeah. And it's kind of the same with me, you know, just when people say that's your home,
right.
You have that feeling, but it's how many years old now and how, you know, your whole living your life every day, having kids, having a wife. That's all in North Carolina now.
Oh, yeah, and people forget about that part of it, too. And he's out here away from home racing and all that, traveling. And
answering the same question.
But then again,
year.
Those paychecks probably look pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So I think
the
traveling kind of makes up for that. So the Friday you go out, you got the truck racing on Friday.
Friday, we went out and did truck racing.
And they do practices for Xfinity also?
Every one every day, like there were practices. I didn't know, you just hear motors on the track sometimes,
right.
And it's like, oh, who's out?
Yeah,
you know?
Some of that,
all three of them. And then the truck race was really exciting. The end of it, with all the green white checkers, whether two green white checkers or three.
How did Noah Gregson do?
He started out well, he took off at the beginning and then blew a tire and then played catch up the entire night. I got some pictures of him because he kept coming by himself.
Truck races.
Yeah,
I've gone out just for that.
And then
a couple times.
Was really cool is that Ross Chastain, who won, he's normally in the full
Friday. He drove the 15 truck.
Yeah, the 15.
And drove it to he finished six.
And who
I don't know if you've seen the interview on it. I think it's NBC Sports. And he's talking about the team he races with. They were running scuff tires. They weren't supposed to even race.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're completely low budget.
Yeah, they didn't even have enough tires there. One tire short than the rest
of
the people out
there. And they were all scuff tires. None of them had brand new tires on his truck. And he drove it to eighth or seventh or eighth.
That's cool.
But the cool story, what Rob was just talking about, he got a chance to jump in Chip Ganassi's
42,
which is Kyle Larson's Xfinity car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he normally drives the number four.
Yeah, the four.
For JD Motorsports.
Yeah, it's the Flex Seal.
Yeah, the Flex Seal one.
I know anybody who watched the Xfinity series has seen that number four car. The O, it's the 01, the 4, they're all the same exact
color.
It's Flex
numbers.
Tape, Flex Seal, and something else.
This was just a couple, three races that you're supposed to do, but now that he won.
He made the
playoffs.
Oh, no way. Hell, that's right.
And my question was, is he going to stay in the 42? Because, you know, they put some different drivers in the 42 just to, you know, you make that plan beforehand. But now that he's going to run for a championship, I don't know if they're going to throw him back in the 4.
He ran at Darlington. And
he
was leading the race. And Kevin Harvick, who is a cup guy,
was
down there. And they got into it and they wrecked each other.
Yeah.
So I guess Harvick made that stupid comment about this is why he shouldn't be up here, blah, blah, blah. And Ganassi called Chastain up and said, hey, I want you back next week in Vegas. And that was the same car Larson had ran in March and dominated the race.
Yeah, right.
So then Chastain gets in there and wins it on Saturday.
And then when he comes out in the victory lane, you know, I get the picture of the thing, and all of a sudden he breaks out this watermelon. I didn't know the watermelon joke. I'm like, what the hell does he have a watermelon? Everybody in there is going, what the hell does he have a watermelon?
Right.
And finally somebody yelled over, he's a watermelon farmer. And I didn't know if that was a joke or if it was real. So
on the actual broadcast, when they interviewed him on the front stretch, he was like, this isn't supposed to happen to me. And you can tell how humble he was.
Right.
And
exactly.
He was just enjoying the fact that he just won.
Right.
And he was like, I'm a watermelon farmer from Florida. I'm not supposed to be doing this.
In southern Georgia, you know, basically. Right. Yeah. And so he came in, and so I got a really, really good shots of him with that watermelon.
Yeah.
And then he came in for the interview at the media center, And somebody finally asked him, so what's and then he laughed. I mean, he was having so much fun in there. And
right.
He goes, somebody doesn't know the story. I'm going to tell you. And I was happy. You know, I was like, oh, okay. What's
that's cool.
He's a third generation watermelon farmer that got fired from his race. And they said, you need to go back to the farm.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
have talent. And he went back for a couple of years and then said, I want to try this again. And now he's sitting there winning in the Xfinity series.
And you can tell the playoffs. Even the announcers that are talking on the NBC broadcast, they were like, everything he does, he always does better than he's supposed to. Because, like I said, he's on scuff tires.
Right.
He has no money compared to like the Ganassi and the Hendricks cars and stuff like that, and he always finishes
pretty
good.
So I'm really
good.
Hoping that he runs that Ganassi car through this whole playoffs, or at least till each round.
I definitely,
if he makes it to a round, I think, because the difference between that Ganassi car and the four car is just like anything. It's a huge difference,
right.
You know, just money wise. I mean, not
right.
that, but I'm glad JD Motorsport is out there with those three cars, putting it out
sure.
there, and he's giving his best every
and
time.
I don't know if you've seen it. Chastain got the picture. They take all 12 guys and they take one giant photo of all the guys.
Uh-huh.
He wanted his crew from the four car to be in that picture.
That's cool.
He
I didn't know that.
That's what
did it
wanted.
Happen? Did
yeah.
he get him in there? Okay.
They,
in there. But on the watermelon thing, he says, "I'm going to go crash this watermelon on the start finish line." And I had to get back because this was Saturday. I'm 3 days in. I got to get my stuff downloaded.
Right.
So, and we were waiting. Then it was a long media. So we packed up, but somebody else went out with their video camera
and videotaped
him jumping up on the wall and smashing that watermelon on the start finish line.
Well, that's good.
Really
it's
cool.
Good to see you guys like that. You know,
and who was the winner? I wanted on Friday night. It was
Grant Enfinger.
Grant Enfinger. Sorry. And he did a good job.
Cool.
That was, that tells you one of the things I did different is like when he won, it was great when he won, but the story for me was, Scott Zipidelli and, the 41 car when they just ran out of gas. Cause they had that race won. And, so when he fell back, I said, that's my story. You know, everybody's
right.
going to run the victory lane. I know Grant and Figure is going to come up to
right.
the media center. I'm finding Scott Zipidelli. So
right.
when you look at my website, you'll see a picture of Scott Zipidelli kind of smiling. He's kind of like, you give me a smile. But the first thing he said to me as when
not
I found
sure.
him on pit road, you know, because
yep.
I had to run find him as they were heading back. And he says, I just need 2 more gallons.
Right.
And that was the crazy
could you imagine
part about
in that, in that position, too? You're like, oh.
Yeah. And he had taken, what, two starts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the last one, it just didn't get to the pickup.
Right.
And then he finished 11th because
yeah.
it picked up. So he had to
right.
go in there.
Right. So
he
just had to get it in the right spot or
right
position
spot
on the track.
And he fell back.
Yep.
Because they had that race won.
Because he took off, and you could tell the truck didn't go, and he went to the high side, and all of a sudden it picked back up. I'm like, imagine that feeling. You're about to win the race, and he won the march race.
Oh, he had tears in his eyes because I saw him. I didn't take a picture of him with his tears. I should, but you know, of course, I was with Scott, so I didn't really push it there. And
well, when they do get the victory, it's going to be probably a really sweet victory.
Yeah, I think
they've
got
a
really good chance of the championship.
Yep,
that team does. So they won here last year.
Was it last year or March?
Yeah.
I thought
it was.
Bush won in March. Kyle Busch dominated out here in March.
Oh, in the truck race?
It was the last year.
Oh, it was last year. Okay.
Yeah.
It was. It was this year. He won this year.
Busch won this year.
Really?
Kyle won.
Back. Okay. So that was the story I got.
Wow.
There, you get victory lane, not on that one.
Right.
And I said if he would have won, I would have been in victory
sure.
lane because that was the story. And then Saturday night, of course, I got the watermelon because that was the story.
Right.
And then I went on. But I get there and I get out real quick, you know, to go get other shots. It's hard to get everything at once because they do everything together, you know. It's like they do the interview on the front stretch, and then you got to get back into the – and once those risers are full, it's almost impossible to, when you're 5'5",
right.
to get in there to get a decent shot. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to get there a couple minutes early, got to move up them risers, you know, and look down.
Claw your way through.
Claw my way through. And it does give me a little bit, you know, just having the guys out there like Richter.
Right.
I was late one time, and Richter's like pushing me.
Right,
like, here you go, slip through
slip
here.
Slip in this way.
Slip in this way, so.
Not illegally by any means.
Not by any means, but you know, slip by.
So cool. And then of course going into Sunday, the big boys and all that, you know, that's
Yeah, had all those, and that was
a wreck fest.
That was a wreck fest.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there was 12 cautions.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
I didn't get a lot of
Vegas.
Shots. I didn't get a lot of shots of the wrecks just because I was in different areas than the wrecks were happening. It was like, oh, one happened here. I go there, and it happened over there.
Wow.
And,
well, everybody was bouncing off the wall.
All bouncing
coming
off
out
the
of
wall.
Turn four, that wall just apparently was moving in way quick to these guys. Cause...
Yeah, and the other thing was is the heat. Even with
well,
me,
I was going to ask, was there any buzz in the pit area that you heard that maybe it was the heat or that the tires they were using
was,
or
the racing
anything
was,
like that?
It was great racing because of the heat. So you want to keep the heat in there. I just think you want to start the race in the heat and then kind of end it towards the night because
remember, this is the first year in September
racing,
that they're racing.
You still want that hot track because do you see how much better the racing was than it was in March because of that hot track?
Right.
But the fans and the media, I mean, myself, we were falling like flies. I mean, I had a cooler. I parked in the infield. I kept a cooler in the back of my truck. And I had a, of course, the media center, they have drinks, and I go there. And then also the Larsons and the Cunninghams and all them, they had a motorhome out and further in the infield towards backstretch on there. So with those three spots, those were my three.
Those are your
because I get as soon as you get to
stop.
One, I'd have that thing you can put around your neck to
the cool towel.
And usually those cool towels would last a while. No, these things would only last for that next section. So I dump it in the cooler and I put it around my neck and then we go shoot some photos and I got poor Shannon with me, my spotter.
Yeah.
And we go to the next one and we get to the cutting or the Larson's Matt Larson's motorhome and dump that thing in there,
cooler,
ice and go through it and then move to the next one. But I know the stands looked a lot emptier. I mean, it was less than March. A lot of people were in the shade. And that was the thing is if the race had started in the heat and then kind of
went into the evening
and even the shadow of the sun going behind the stands,
right.
More people would have come out. You would have seen more. But I don't believe, I think the stands were bright, hot. Even when the race ended, I don't remember the shade coming over.
I definitely think they need to either make the race later or.
Well, it really comes down to the television. That's a great. Everybody else is like, we need to do a night race and do Saturday night because you can do an extra, race on there or have, something just for the fans wise. I mean, I dealt with it, but I had the advantage of having be able to go into get a water and cool down in the air conditioning, which I did a lot. So. I got less pictures than I normally would have got in March, just because I didn't physically. I'm still tired from it. It wore me out.
Right.
I mean, I'm physically by Sunday.
I was sitting on a nice recliner in my living room.
Yeah, in the living room with everything.
Well, I was gonna ask because I don't know if you get pictures of it, but they do the driver introductions. They have the local guys go out. So they have that on Friday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, and I actually got some of the other media guys. Some of the other media guys said, I want
to
ride in the truck. And I said,
just
come with me. And I was going up and down pit road. Okay, jump in that truck. I'm throwing this one in that truck.
Any stories?
Gary, I was going to throw somebody with Gary. He didn't show up. Remember I was going to throw that one guy
kid or something,
Speedway Motor.
Oh, okay.
Speedway Motorsports wanted to go in it. And Gary had a shotgun. So I was like, hold this. And then he couldn't make it out there.
No.
Wouldn't let him pass.
Oh, no way.
Because he didn't have a vest.
Yeah.
And because he's a writer.
Yeah.
And so the next day we made sure he had the pass to get through.
Right.
And then, of course, Gary's out in Pahrump. But it was funny. I kept getting his messages. I kept getting his message. You're going to be out there? And I'm like, are you kidding?
Right.
And then one of them I sent when I did a photo shoot with Gear Wrench with Jamie McMurray. They were giving out a 2018 Camaro SS.
Oh my gosh!
It was awesome. I got pictures of it.
I guess Jamie McMurray has to
do
something. He's not, I don't think he has a ride next year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did the photos, and then as I was coming down the stairs, one of the Gear Wrench people took a picture, and I sent that to my phone. It's not a great picture of me because I wasn't expecting it.
Right.
And it was like I kind of just stopped, and I think that I felt bloated the whole weekend. I think it was like I was drinking so much, I was just like crazy. It was just sweating it out right after I drink it, and they took a picture which is I put on there. So I sent that to the guys from Pahrump.
Yeah,
I said I'm a little busy, and I sent that picture to Jamie McMurray.
Well, they know where they rate now, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we see the.
But no, I physically probably couldn't have made it
Saturday
exactly. night. I get home, try to unwind, try to download a few, you know, get the ones that I needed to get to the different outlets that are, you know, I'm working with.
Sure.
And then it's like crash out. Next thing you know, the alarm's going off and my wife's got a cup of coffee and said, "You said to get me up at this time, so get out of here."
get out.
Yeah, she goes,
"Here's your coffee.
Here's your coffee." And
that's a good woman. Have your coffee ready for you.
Have the coffee ready, and then she'd say, "You know, bye."
Right.
Hold on just the door for her.
Well, she got like a date set up. Yeah,
no,
just kidding.
She had a date back to sleep.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I mean.
Don't wake up.
I didn't mean to.
Don't wake up, Caitlin. Because once Caitlin's up, I'm going to be up the rest of the day.
Right.
So, I think I woke up, Caitlin.
So overall, first weekend for a September kickoff for the Chase, what do you think overall?
Oh, it was a great
success.
Weekend.
You think they get the
successful weekend?
I mean,
they just need to move up the start time.
Because
it was
probably a hard battle to get this event on the schedule,
first
of all. It probably took years to do this, so to get it, and then
you kind of learn. And what was kind of sucked about it really was is that the Speedway knew. They were like, "We need a night start. We need a night, we need the race at night. We need the race at night." And you got to deal with the television networks who wanted a day race, which is, you know, when they're having it on their
well, you know, and it may continue to be a day race because it might not be about fan participation, but
media
participation, you know,
the
TV coverage.
TV coverage and everything.
You know,
like that.
That's
like,
probably more, you know.
So we'll see, you know. But when you have people getting, you know, carted off on the, you know, you got to kind of look into the fan experience.
Yeah,
people will come. You know, like if you've got a choice between March and whatever. And that's what I think people that came on Saturday were too wore out to come back on Sunday.
Right.
Some of them, at least to come out much to watch.
Well, that's a good point too. Sometimes if you get a lot of out of towners, they might not know how hot it still is because they're used to March. Maybe they came out in
March.
And it's still mild.
And you got to give them; they do have a choice. You know, it's like, okay, we saw the Saturday race. We got all this. Hey, let's go to the beginning. Let's do Fan Fest. Let's watch the start of the race. And let's go to the casino.
Right.
Which is that a bad thing? Not necessarily
for
Vegas,
right?
You know. And that's the air conditioning. Oh, turn up the air conditioning, stay here and gamble.
Well,
and that's
part of the track's responsibility to the town is to, hey, we're going to bring in events and you're going to see the difference, you know, downtown and you're going to see it on the strip.
Like Saturday night when everything it ended a little bit later on Saturday because I think they started at 2, ended at 5:30. It was starting, the sun was starting to come down. You're doing everything. You saw all the action on the strip, given it was Saturday night, but those same people were tired by Monday.
Where was your moment where you're like, okay, it's finally time to wind down? I'm at the track still, or what?
I was there with the guy from Armed Forces Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And we were waiting for Brad Keselowski to come up to do his, you know, because it took forever to come up there, and we had to get that interview before we could leave. And he was like, "Let's take a selfie." And he's got my phone, but I'm like, "You got to hold it in your hand because otherwise my head looks too big." So he's holding it out, but we were just having fun, you know, doing a selfie on there, just killing time.
That's
cool. Talking with everybody, unwinding. I had everything packed up. We were just waiting for that last because they had their 500th win for Penske.
Oh,
we
wow.
had to get all that.
That's
and
cool.
All, yeah. And so that was the end of it. And it was by that time the fans had cleared out.
Sure.
You know, basically. It was Chase Elliott and I driving out. Like at the, I'm following the big old picture of Chase Elliott and Haller. That's when I follow down Las Vegas Boulevard, and I'm like, okay, we're done. They're on their way back.
They're out of town.
They're out of town, and here I go following them. So I followed them all the way down to the Spaghetti Bowl, and then I'm like, I got to get through here. So then I
think of that. These guys are going to go do this at another track.
Richmond. I think is it Richmond next week?
Richmond. Yeah, they're going to go do the same thing they just did, except maybe, you know, maybe not as hype as Vegas.
And remember, they got here
different.
Late, too, because of the rain in Indy.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So they were, those hauler drivers were bad for them, but he was getting out on the roads.
So, that, you know, tough schedules for these guys moving forward, but you got to get your awe moment.
I got my awe moments. It's always amazing for me. I have a blast regardless. Like Lee Spencer said from she comes up to me on pit road and she comes up, "You're always so excited, you know, because when I'm talking racing, you know," and I'm like, and she said, "I like when I come here because you remind me why we do this."
No, I was just going to say that, you know, it's not fans
and
in the people in the media
and
stuff, right?
Almost every single race this season, you know, and right. it's a grind for her. So to see the excitement that right. I had, because I don't care, you know, I probably piss some people off in the media center because I get, hey,
well, you know
what? I don't care.
And that excitement doesn't just stop in the big leagues. It transfers into local,
exactly.
And you know what? And,
yep, yep.
And just local
I'm
hobbyists, you know, hobby drivers like Justin and all of us, and yourself being in a car, it radiates, you know, it helps, you know.
Exactly. I'm the same person at the Bullring and in Pahrump that I am in the media center up in the big leagues. So
that's cool.
If somebody has a problem with it, it's their
right.
problem.
And hopefully a lot of them guys didn't forget
problem.
Where they probably came from.
I,
a lot of them came from the local.
And I've gotten a lot of, you know.
Right.
Speaking of that, on Saturday, Spencer Gallagher, I don't know if you know
yeah.
who Spencer
mm-hmm.
Gallagher is, he did a tribute to Spencer Clark, who
okay.
was a Vegas guy.
Cool, I'm glad you brought
yeah.
that
in
up.
In the car.
Uh-huh.
He did it to Spencer's car.
Wow.
And the number and everything was identical. And
sweet.
TJ Clark. And
it says TJ Clark. I mean, it says Spencer Clark.
It says Spencer Clark on the door. And I mean, that's on every car they have. They have
right.
that 23 that's a Spencer on their
yeah,
truck. Johnny Sauter's championship truck from last year's
right.
championship photo. You see the little picture of Spencer
yeah,
Clark
right.
up there.
Well, if you don't know the story, look into Spencer Gallagher's story
yeah.
and how he's entwined with, you know,
with
how
them.
Spencer
well,
Clark
I got
and TJ Clark has helped.
Going back and kind of intertwined, it intertwines with the whole weekend
okay.
is when I came on, I told you I saw TJ Clark mm-hmm. working on the car, you know,
right.
for
Christopher Bell.
The 60 mm-hmm. in the K&N race. So then his wife Debbie was there, and she's the one who told me that they were doing the tribute car
right.
for Spencer. And then I'm sitting there, and they're talking, everybody's eating, and I find out that the crew chief that they brought in, because I guess the Christopher Bell was a kind of a last-minute thing, you know. I don't know how long before they had it planned, but the crew chief for Christopher Bell was T.J. Clark's very first asphalt.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Crew chief 25 years
wow.
ago.
Wow.
His first job.
That's
and
crazy.
Now he's the crew chief for Christopher Bell in this
right.
series. I mean,
right, right.
And so a bunch of the guys working on there was that all of them hadn't seen each other in
for
years.
Wow.
They're all working together again. And it was great to hear those old stories
right.
and get all those types of things. And I wish I could give you the name of the crew chief, but you know me and name.
That's
okay. I'm pretty bad. But I have a picture on there,
okay.
and it's on the website page. So,
cool.
But I really enjoyed that. And it was funny because he said, I was surprised they hired, you know, to TJ, I was surprised you hired me. I'd never worked before. And,
right.
Debbie goes, what? You'd never done? And he's like, no. And I was teasing. I said, no, you just thought you lost the second page of his application.
Yep.
No, it just didn't have anything.
There's
on
nothing
it.
On it. Right. There's no second
it.
Page.
So, but 25 years later, he's
that's
still
crazy.
Crew chief and around that, you know.
Yeah, you never know how that stuff works out. It's just funny, and it's
exactly.
good that the racing community, no matter where you're from,
exactly.
or, you know, you kind of come together sometimes in these type of races.
And, and it was their anniversary. So
wow.
there's all kinds
of
things going on.
Together.
I mean, they had the video on Facebook, and it's Spencer Gallagher narrating the video.
Oh,
like,
no,
what,
yeah.
Yeah, what do you give to somebody that introduced you to the love of the sport? And it's a picture of
right.
TJ Clark
yeah.
in the video.
Sweet.
And it talks about Spencer's family and all that,
mm-hmm.
introducing Gallagher into racing, because
right.
Gallagher's from Vegas also.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard he didn't race at the Bullring, though. Right?
No, he
okay.
never raced
he's
the bowling that I knew about.
No, no. Somebody told me he didn't even come up through there, even though he did
he,
with the people,
yeah.
right.
but not necessarily at the weight. He got a little bit more money. Kind of a
little bit,
a level.
Yeah. The sponsor somehow
yeah.
is a Legionnaire.
Yeah. You can skip a level.
But, you know, it doesn't take any talent away from any of them guys.
No,
you
know, I know.
That do
and,
have the money
they have all
either,
these
but,
tracks, so you're
right.
still
yep.
racing, what, Orange and Irwindale?
All over.
So.
And a lot of guys do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they get around.
Yeah.
I
want to give a shout out to Sal Siglia and all the guys, all the photographers that just, you see them up at the Bullring, but once or twice a year with SRL,
right.
they came up for the K&N.
Cool.
They couldn't stay for the big league.
The big show.
It's a really big show. They were like, they couldn't stay for it, so they were watching through mine. So.
Cool.
But good to see them. I like when Sal comes up here. And Jason Wissenhouse, I said it wrong. His name's Jason.
If you want to get mad at anybody, get mad at Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, you go to your Facebook
Jason.
Page.
I look at it and say, oh, I knew it was a W.
But
so they came up.
If somebody doesn't want to get a hold of you, Rob, of course, we say this all
yeah.
the time. What's the best way?
Just through most of it now with all you guys is just send me a Facebook message. That's
right.
the easiest way. I mean, I half the time I forget there's an email in there. My
right.
wife will say, hey, you know, you got a couple of emails in there. And I actually missed like 6 weeks of Instagram messages because I didn't know
oh, that's
changed
funny.
The there was always a red dot, and then now it's not. And then I go in there, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
No more
sorry.
Red dots. See,
no
that's why I don't
dot.
Do any
I'm
of
like,
that.
Oh, this one's old. I'm sorry. I'm just getting back to you. He goes back to, and I had some messages from the guys that race those trucks, that series, the 825. There's that. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That's
I didn't
funny.
Even know you sent me a message because it wasn't a red dot before.
I just realized I missed some IM messages.
Yes.
No, just kidding.
Exactly. I got back to them, but that's the easiest. So even if you send me an email, if I don't respond right away, send me a Facebook
right.
message because
and nowadays that's probably
ding
the best.
Me on me. Well, it also shows up.
Sure.
You won't leave you alone.
Right.
You know, you can't not miss it because it's right there. And then I'll.
Justin, I know you're chomping at the bit. What do you want to say?
On a local level.
Okay.
Back to Pump. I want to send a shout out to Brad Thompson, who races the Bull Ring. He came out to Pump on Saturday night. Another Vegas guy coming
okay.
out. Rock
Bomber. Thank you, Brad.
34.
Oh, okay.
Maroon. 34.
Okay.
Maroon.
Not as easy as it looks, by the way, but keep it up. You'll do well. Okay.
And Anthony Mann and Gary Wyatt put on one hell of a show. I don't know if you've seen that video yet.
I have not.
Door to
no.
door. Gary beat him by a fender.
Nice.
Never touched each other. It was a
cool.
good race.
I'm gonna hate beating them when I come back out there.
So
but that's okay.
Out
please
the
don't come out. I don't want to lose.
Please
that's
what I hear. Yeah. That's cool. Hopefully this guy Brad Thompson comes
that.
Back out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'll have to shoot that. So you got to come back out when I'm there.
And speaking of that, the next race in Pahrump is a couple weeks away.
2 weeks away.
2 weeks away.
Everybody keeps telling me how great Harvest Fest is.
Yes. Friday and Saturday night, both 7 p.m. shows. And I got to say, I know there's a lot of people that say something about Anthony Mann. I'm going to tell you, he raced me super clean, especially being in the dirt. And
I know.
I let
and
him
to finish
know about
side by side like
and
that is
yes,
tough to do
on
dirt. On
dirt,
so
yes.
Short.
So,
okay.
And I let him know, and I thanked him for it. And he had so many opportunities to
he could have.
Get into him, yep.
Yeah, get into me. And again, we were on the dirt, not on the pavement. So again, thanks.
I wasn't here last week, so congratulations to Anthony for winning in Vegas.
Oh, right, yes, exactly. Yeah, a couple weeks back. So that's true FaceTime. See, you got to have his FaceTime.
I'm tired of looking at. I'm tired of looking at.
There you go.
He was talking about that. He was talking about
Ed Ken Harrington
type
piping in
oh,
here.
Yeah. So. You see these here? These are more than twins.
Yeah. That's twins plus one now.
Yeah.
So when is Ken Harrington?
Hopefully soon.
Soon, hopefully.
I would love
get
to
better.
See all of them out.
Yeah, me too. That'd be a fun race.
Ken, come on out for the 2-day show, Friday and Saturday.
I know he was just on a cruise, so he's feeling better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's feeling
you're
better. Than
you're good enough to go on a cruise. You're good enough to race.
Right.
So you better come out and race.
Yeah.
And the same thing with you, Justin. You
I'll
get enough to your babies are born. You have no more excuses, man.
Yeah, they're setting up two little chairs, little safety seats in the back.
That's right.
And you're set to go.
You can't wait 18 years.
Yeah.
We'll have to make that.
I'll
double that up. For
we'll
him,
see
okay.
what kind of deal Gary can make with Aaron tonight.
All you got to do is ask.
No.
Here's what do they say? It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
That's
what
they
say, right?
I
by
that.
So,
I did that with Don and Gunther.
Why don't you run out for milk Friday night, Saturday night?
Uh-huh. Well, I did that with, speaking of, it's better that Donna Gunther comes up to me. She's got a Brendan Gaughan shirt on. And a huge line to go see him at the thing. And she goes, I want to say hi to Brendan. But I don't want to stand in this line.
Right.
And I looked at her and I said, it's better to ask forgiveness and permission. And I took her right up to Brendan, got a picture of
cool.
the two together. And then they stayed and talked and I took
right.
her off and I said, saw her later on. I said, did you get in trouble? She said, nope. And I said, even if that's for forgiveness.
Exactly. Neither one. Right. You're good.
Neither one.
Oh my God, we're out of time again. Real quick, racing this weekend at the Bull Ring, go to LVMS.com. We got the trucks racing this weekend. It's going to be a great race. Hope everybody comes out Friday night. We'll be practicing.
And that is the late model truck series.
Yes, and there's a lot. Every division under the sun is racing this weekend. Also,
again.
Skid plates, modifieds, I think, supers, all that stuff. So there you go. Whatever that is.
Land aggressor.
Oh, okay. There you go. So we'll see you at the races this weekend. Get the Bull Ring, I guess, right?
The Bull Ring.
And go to lmpstruck.com to find out more on us. You can go to lvms.com to find out more on us. We'll see you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.